For the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
God's abiding peace is in my soul today. Yes, I feel it now. Yes, I feel
across a very interesting teaching on how things will unfold in the end times. In what order will they come to pass from now all the way to the time when
This book will be completed in the last chapter of Revelation. Yes, it's very interesting what conclusion this writer came up with. He tells us that in Genesis chapter 11, starting, you just study and you will see going back to Genesis chapter 1 from Genesis 11 on how things will unfold. And I will read this writer's theory over the airwaves today because I know for a fact that those who are studying the end times will find it very interesting and see the truth on how it will unfold. We are in the last days. Things are happening that have been described in the Bible. The Lord Jesus Christ predicted that these things will come to pass, and we need to study them. And I believe as we get closer to the end, the Lord will reveal to His servants, those who are seeking, interesting truths on how things will unfold. We are that generation that will see the end times come to pass. For the Bible teaches us that this generation will not pass away till all these things will be fulfilled. And before I will read you this theory, I will ask the Lord for blessing. Heavenly Father, I come before you in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, that you will anoint this message that I have today, that you will open the hearts of them that are listening so that they can see and understand in what time we are in. Lord, there is far too many that still say that Jesus can still be 1,000 years away. When we look at what's happening, O Lord, on the world scene, we know that that is wishful thinking for many people, because you are about to come back for your bride, and the tribulation will then begin. I thank you, O Lord, for the revelations that you are giving us. In Jesus' name, amen. Starting from Genesis chapter 11 and going backwards to Genesis chapter 1, there is an interesting outline. We understand that in Genesis chapter 11, the Bible teaches us that the peoples of this planet had one universal language. It was at the Tower of Babel when God brought the languages upon this planet. It tells us there is a universal language today. English is the universal language. Also, a group of men from the east, from the land of Shinar, a tower had been built and then was destroyed. We know that the Tower of Babel was built by the people from the east, that came from the east. Now, if we look at what has caused the entire world to change, it all centered around 9/11. The war on terror has affected the world. A group of men who are from the east came and destroyed the Twin Towers. What's interesting is that the Tower of Babel fell in Babylon, which is today Iraq, where war is fought and people are scattered. Genesis chapter 10 has a pattern that deals with the son of Japheth, who are Gomer, Magog, Meshach, and Tubal. This is important because one of the events that has not happened yet is the Battle of Gog and Magog, found in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. Genesis 10:10 talks about the kingdom of Babel, a picture of Iraq. Verse 25 talks about Peleg, which in the Greek means earthquake, division. The earth was divided. The parallel is that there are terrors that are spoken of in Ezekiel 38 and 39 as signs of the end times. Chapter 9 discusses the days of Noah, and in Luke 17:26 it talks about, "And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the days of the Son of Man." Genesis 9, Verse 6 tells us, whosoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed. For in the image of God he made men. This is a warning about shedding innocent blood, which is going on over all the world today with abortions. Genesis 9:21, Noah planted a vineyard. Then he drank of the wine and was drunk and became uncovered in his tent. The pattern here is drunkenness. In Luke, as Luke warned about as a sign of the last days in Luke 21:34. In Genesis 9:22, it tells us, and Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brothers outside. Verse 25 tells us, so Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done to him. This pattern here is homosexuality and its acceptance worldwide. That is a very interesting statement I found. Chapter 8, one of the main themes listed here is the dove, which is mentioned three different times in verses 9 and 12. According to Matthew chapter 3, verse 16, the dove is a picture of the Holy Spirit. This is a picture of God pouring out his Spirit in the last days, which happens prior to the Lord coming for his bride. We can, of course, already see an outpouring of the Spirit during the last century, much so as of late, where you see more Baptists, Catholics, and Lutherans being baptized in the Holy Spirit. It is not just limited to the charismatic churches any longer. And this I found very interesting because we know that the Holy Spirit is being poured out on all flesh. The mainline churches are starting to become very interested in the power of the Holy Spirit. And many Baptist preachers who are being baptized in the Holy Ghost are being excommunicated from their own denominations because they're going against the traditions of their churches. That's a very interesting statement here that this guy is making, that the baptism of the Holy Spirit is no longer limited to the charismatic churches any longer. In chapter 7, in verse 11, it tells us, on that day all the fountains of the great deep were broken up and the windows of heaven were opened. This alludes to terrible weather patterns coming, tsunamis from the deep and hurricanes, storms from the windows of heaven. As birth pangs come upon a woman with child, so will there be more upon us very soon. Chapter 6, it tells us that the earth has become populated, extremely populated, and that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually, and that violence had filled the earth. This is already happening and will only continue to happen until the Lord comes. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7, the Bible speaks of when violence reaches its peak, or that the cup of iniquity is full, the Lord returns and the man of sin is revealed. In Genesis chapter 5, this is where Enoch is out walking with the Lord and is caught up, or translated to heaven, to be with the Lord. This is a picture of the rapture. In Genesis chapter 4, here you have Cain killing Abel. And we know from the Bible that people will be killed and martyred for receiving Jesus Christ during the tribulation. Then in verse 15, you have a mark being put on Cain's head. This could be a hint concerning the mark of the beast that will be on the right hand or forehead, which is found in Revelation chapter 13, verse 16. Could this be yet again more proof of a pre-tribulation rapture? Cain is also saying that his punishment will be seven times or sevenfold, and the tribulation period is 7 years in length, split into two parts of 42 months. That is found in Revelation 11, verse 2, and in Revelation 13, verse 5. This is an illustration of the tribulation period. In Genesis chapter 3, this chapter deals with the binding of Satan. Verse 15 says, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed, and he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Therefore, after the tribulation, God deals with the binding of Satan. That is found in Revelation chapter 20, verse 2 and 3. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years, and he cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal on him, so that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years were finished. But after these things he must be released for a little while. This is the predicted defeat of Satan. Chapter 2. After the binding of Satan, Jesus rules and reigns for 1,000 years. Genesis chapter 2 verse 1 says, thus the heavens and the earth and all the hosts of them were finished. This is the history of the heavens and the earth when they were created. This could be the alluding to the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. Then after the millennial reign, we step into eternity where everything is created perfect. Genesis chapter 1, everything was perfect at the time God created the Garden of Eden. It is going to end the way it started. This is a very interesting revelation here. In chapters 1 and 2, it tells us there is no sin, no pain, no sorrow, no death, no mention of the devil, and God walks with men. The last two chapters of Revelation, there is no sin, no pain, no sorrow, no death, no mention of the devil, and God walks with men. It's going to end the way it started. The writer here tells us our God is a God of patterns, symbols, types, and shadows. In order to tap into the deeper things of God, you have to know how God works. Remember Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9. That which has been is what will be. That which is done is what will be done. There is nothing new under the sun. That is a very interesting revelation. And one of the main parts this writer is pointing to is he's telling us that Enoch was raptured or taken out before Cain had received his mark. That would describe that the rapture will happen before the tribulation will begin. That, I believe, is going to come to pass. And we are shortly going to see these things coming to pass, where the Lord Jesus Christ will come back for his bride and will take his bride unto himself. And then the tribulation period will begin, because we are the generation that will see our Lord Jesus coming back. And if there's anybody in our audience who wants to study this further, he can write to us and request the end time theory, and we will send it to you if you will send $5 for shipping and handling. The Lord will definitely open your eyes to a lot of truth here, because when I studied it, I saw a little bit more than what the writer wrote. The Lord reveals as you study. And it can be very interesting as we approach the end times, as we approach the coming back of our Lord, how our God reveals to his servants the things that are coming to pass. In Daniel chapter 12, Verse 9, the Lord is telling Daniel as he tries to get more information from God on how these things will come to pass. The Lord tells him, go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified, made white, and refined, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. That is a promise from God that those who are wise, those who are seeking information from God, will be able to understand how things will come to pass. The Lord will open your heart to this and make it a blessing.
I believe in a God, even though I can't see Him, even when He is silent, I know He is there. I know if I wait on the Lord and will listen in a still small voice, He speaks to me here. I believe sun, even when I can't see it, is there when the clouds keep it hidden from view. I know it will shine once again in its splendor when the clouds break away and let it shine through. I believe in a God and I know that I shall see Him someday.
I was studying this teaching I have just read, I saw how very familiar everything was. We know for a fact when the Twin Towers were brought down that the whole world changed. Anybody who pays a little attention has noticed how things changed after the Twin Towers were brought down. The world's security systems changed drastically. Now, when people travel, we can see the lineups. People are being checked for everything. You can hardly carry anything on your person anymore when you board a plane. And even the Greyhound buses are starting to have security checks because of the violence that is happening. Who has ever heard in history a man being beheaded on a bus in front of everybody and then the man found not criminally responsible? That is an insult to the intelligence of the Canadian people. Yes, we are seeing these things happening. We hear of school shootings. We hear of people going on rampages, just shooting everybody around themselves, and then killing themselves with no regard or no remorse. Yes, this we are in that day where the Bible teaches us, as in the days of Noah, we need to look up. We need to look at the timetable and the time clock. Jesus is about to come back. And then the Bible teaches us that he will pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. And this is one proof that I'm really seeing happening, because I study these things. There are people who are operating in the power of the Holy Spirit. As the Holy Spirit starts to become more and more powerful in the Western civilizations, sin is being exposed. Ministries are being exposed that have indulged in sin. And that is proof that the Holy Spirit is being poured out. Because when sin is exposed, it is a sign of the Holy Spirit being at work. And those who dare to step out in faith, they are starting to receive and to see the power of God move in their churches. Yes, like the writer said, it's not only happening to charismatic churches. It's starting to happen in Catholic, Protestant, in Baptist churches. Yes, the power of God is being manifested through signs and wonders and miraculous healings. These things will become more evident as we come closer to the end. But as far as the world system is concerned, the time of repentance is past. You can clearly see that they are hardening their hearts. When the government of America is again starting to finance abortions all over the world, we can see that North America is in a very dangerous position. Yes, the Lord is about to bring judgment upon this planet. The cup of violence is fast filling up, and I personally believe it has now reached its brim. When one studies the days of Noah, and one studies the days of Lot, there are two things that stand out very clearly, and that is violence and homosexuality. And I believe this is now what we are seeing today. We can see violence covering the earth, and we can see the homosexuals demanding their rights to be recognized as normal people. And let me tell you, it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. Where do we stand on this? Those who know the Lord Jesus, we do not have much time left. Time is fast running out. But at the same time, the Bible teaches us, lift up your heads. The Lord is about to come back. If you are sitting there in your pew Sunday after Sunday, just being a nonchalant Christian, this day could catch you unaware, because the Bible teaches us very clearly, those who are looking for my appearing, to them will I return the second time without sin unto salvation. So make sure that you are going to be one of them that will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. The Lord will open your heart to this truth and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.